Hello.
Welcome to Universal After Dark, a Universal podcast that's not the same as all the others.
And on this February edition of Eat It,
get yourself an egg and beat it. Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, just eat it, just eat it, just eat it.
I'm joined again by the Prince of Darkness.
Good evening.
Good evening. I like what you've done with your beard.
Thank you.
In the 2 weeks since we last chatted.
Yeah, plaited it.
Plaited it, yeah. So, on this edition of Eat It, we have decided, because Universal UK, I mean, is that going to be the name? That's an awful name.
God knows.
Yeah. What would you call it?
Oh, someone said it's going to be called Universal GB, didn't they? But that sounds like GB News.
Sounds like GB News. Boris Johnson at the entrance. No immigrants allowed in.
A Boris Johnson walk around character. There you go.
Oh, Jesus.
Or put him in Halloween Horror Nights.
You could have boats. You know, they have the swans on the lake.
Yeah,
and you go round the lake on the swans and all that, and you could have a lookalike Pity Patel or Swala Braverman throwing fucking rocket launchers at them and sinking the boat, landmines all round.
You could do that, yeah. That is something you could do.
Yeah, it'd be boss. Who wouldn't? It'll take me money now instead of putting pound coins in and having fire and water jets at them. You could literally fire cannons at them and sink them.
Yeah.
Oh, Nigel Farage in the jungle. The Nigel Farage in the jungle attraction.
Yeah.
All you do is you go in.
Yeah.
And he rinses you and literally empties your wallet. and then you just get kicked out.
And you don't get your kangaroo penis milkshake either.
Yeah, or your bumhole on toast. I mean, we've all had a bumhole on toast, but that's another story. So we decided to pick, because there's no restaurants in there yet for us to pick, because it's still a field of fucking newts and shit. We are going to the King William IV pub. 56 High Street, Kempton, Bedford. It's literally about half a mile away from the site. So we are going to do an Eat It directly from Great Britain. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I've got to be honest, this menu looks good.
It does look good.
Mm.
I literally want to drive down so I can put my wellies on and walk around Universal GB.
Yeah.
Looking for newts and tadpoles and that. And then when I've worked up an appetite, I'm going to come here and have a little fucking douche. So, I'm looking at the starter menu. Now, I've got on the Sunday dinner menu. You're free to go on whatever menu you want, Chris. There's two menus there. There's even a kids menu if you want it. Spoil the kids. Feed them. So, I've just started off with the tikka naan flatbread.
Do you know what? I was just about to say that.
Oh, okay. You can have that one.
But how do you do a chicken tikka naan flatbread? I mean, that's...
I don't know. It's like, what? But it's only a fiver. It's topped with an onion bhaji and a mint yogurt, and it's vegetarian.
True, but naan in Indian means flatbread.
Yeah, so it's a tikka flatbread. So you have that, I'm going at instead, I'm going to order the vegetable samosas, £6. That's got mango chutney. Now, in India, vegetable is samosas. So I've just ordered vegetables.
Or you could have breaded white bait. Have you ever eaten white bait?
Oh, I love white bait.
Oh, I can't. I can't eat it. Yeah. All the bones in it, the brains, the arseholes. I can't
eat the little eyes looking at you.
The Americans who come to Universal GB are going to get an education, aren't they?
Oh, not off. Scampi fries. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, can I have a ham sandwich? Yeah, mate, do you want it on a bread roll? Yeah. And then she'll go to the fridge at the back where all the ale is, and she'll get a breaded ham sandwich in a little plastic bag that's being made and just put in the fridge. Because that's what happens in pubs.
Yeah.
Do you want a bag of crisps with that? This is a UK restaurant. We went to in West Derby Village. Yeah. I'm not going to say the name in case, because I literally live half a mile away. They'll come round with a hammer and kill me. But when it opened, right?
Yeah.
Me and Kerry, come on, look, the girls are older now. We can leave them alone for a couple of hours. Let's go down to this new little establishment. We go in and we sat in the window on them breakfast bar type things. And we ordered a couple of drinks, and there was a new menu and all that. So I ordered hot, spicy chicken wings and hot crisps. That's what it said, right?
Right, okay.
So we're sitting there waiting for the food to come. Next thing, the chef runs out, turns right, runs up the street, to the Tesco, right? Runs back in with a Tesco carrier bag into the kitchen, comes out 5 minutes later with Tesco pre-cooked chicken wings that have been microwaved within an inch of their lives and spun in a load of spicy spices and chilies and shit. Do you know when you're eating it and the bones are like popping in your mouth because they've been microwaved? And then the crisps, do you know what the hot crisps were?
Like tin of Pringles that were in the microwave?
A bag of crisps that they'd stuck on a bit of slate and put under the grill.
I mean, what, with some cheese on it or?
No, just crisps. So before you book your... Before you book your flight,
hot crisps are coming your way. So let me get this right. So basically, you went to that episode of The Simpsons, where Principal Skinner is making, what do you call it, steamed hams or something, but it's just food from Krusty Burger.
Yeah,
you seen that episode?
I vaguely remember it, yeah.
Yeah, so that's basically what happened to you at this restaurant.
God knows if I'd have ordered a fucking pizza, he'd have come running in with a frozen pizza from Tesco.
He would have rung Domino's.
Yeah, and microwaved it.
Yeah, and just put a little bit of coriander on the top or something.
Now, right, so as you know, I like a drink with each course.
Yeah.
So they have specials here that are just going to get me hammered.
Mm-hmm.
So, for £7, I'm going to have three shots. So, you get three shots for £7. So, I'm having three shots with my starter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm going to have a Fireball Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Because that's Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I'm having a Jägermeister.
Mm-hmm. What, a Jäger Bomb?
Not a Jäger Bomb, just a Jägermeister. Because a Jäger Bomb is a Jägermeister in a Red Bull. Yeah. I don't want to get off my tits. And then I'm going to have a tequila rosé or a tequila rose, which is like a little liqueur, isn't it? So it's not too strong, that one. That cleanses my palate, if you will. So You picked for your starter, you got the nam, the tea, flatbread. Did you pick a drink or quoi? Well,
I mean, like three shots of rum.
Yeah.
Trader Sam, Captain Morgan, Spice Gold. How do they sell three shots of Spice Gold, Captain Morgan, for £7?
I mean, we'll have to find out.
I mean, that's phenomenal value,
isn't it? So is that? So you're joining me? So we're going to be singing.
I mean, honestly, I'm looking at these prices. I mean, like even a Fever Tree is £2.50. I mean,
yeah.
How are they doing? How are they existing on these prices?
But you put a Universal theme park half a mile away, and all these prices will double.
Yeah.
Now, for my mainsies, I've gone for the proper roast, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't just gone for a proper roast. All roasts are served with fluffy roast potatoes, seasonal vegetables, and a giant Yorkshire pudding with gravy, right? And I'm not happy with that. What I want, I'm having the super roast. £18.50.
Yeah, I just saw it.
For when you can't choose, go big with a triple roast of beef, gammon, chicken, plus cauliflower and leek cheese.
What, can I just stop? Hang on, gammon. What? Is that a meat you ever want a Sunday roast? It's just a big bit of pork, isn't it?
Or ham. Yeah. Ham is pork, isn't it? That's what burns me head out, because ham comes off a pig, doesn't it?
Yeah, but we have pork.
And pork comes off a pig.
But I've never seen gammon on a roast dinner.
Controversial. But
like normally gammon, you get the little bit of pineapple on it, don't you?
Yeah, or an egg.
Or an egg, yeah, true.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah. So, to wash that down with, right, I mean, these are universal prices, to be fair. I'm having a cocktail, but I'm not having one cocktail. I'm having two cocktails for £12. I'm having an apple and rhubarb spritz, warm as rhubarb gin, apple juice and soda. And then I'm having a woo woo.
Woo woo. I knew you could say that.
Which is Smirnoff Raspberry Crush Vodka and Archer's Cranberry Juice. So they're very loose cocktails, aren't they? You're only getting one shot of something in with a soft drink, basically.
Well, you're getting ripped off, you know, because like your Captain's Punch for £7 is probably one shot of gold rum, pineapple juice, and orange juice and soda. Whereas you're getting three shots of it for the same money down here, you could just order a lemonade or an orange juice with it and
dick it in.
That's
what she said. Yeah. So what mainsies would you be in?
Well, I tell you what, you can't get a roast for love nor money in Florida.
You can't, can you?
And even when they say it's a roast, it's not a roast.
It's not a roast.
It's not. And Americans, you know, if you're listening to this, you don't know how to do roast properly. You do lots of food properly. You don't do roast properly. I'm sorry. It's just impossible.
No one has marshmallows melted over sweet potato.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
I did it once.
Did you eat it?
I gave it a go. I was the only one who gave it a go.
I bet.
The rest of it went in the bin.
Well, I would probably have a roast, if I'm honest. But
you're going to join me? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
I would.
Yeah.
But then also, I'm quite intrigued by the supersized curry.
Oh, where's that? Oh.
Super plates.
Super plates. Oh, yeah, supersized curry, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Your choice of curry.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I'm quite... the curry I like, which is, I don't know if it's popular, is a Danzac.
Oh.
You ever had a Danzac?
No. I've seen a worm do.
It's a what?
I've seen a worm do.
I don't know what that is.
just say, what's a worm do?
Sorry, what's a worm do?
Wiggle. Sorry, get me coat.
That's as bad as when Ken Dodd's dog died.
Ken Dodd's dad dog died. Did he?
Doddy.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, so what are you washing it down with, that supersized curry, that Danzac?
Yeah, that Danzac, because he said any curry, so I'm assuming, you know, yeah. I can have any curry.
Any curry.
Well, with the Danzac, it's very spicy. Yeah, it's not vindaloo hot, but it's up there.
Yeah.
So I need something to sort of cool me down a bit. I think I need something substantial. I don't think a cocktail or a short. I think I need a beer.
Huh.
When you have curry, you need beer, though, don't you?
Yeah, you do need beer.
They're hand in hand, aren't they?
Yeah.
So I don't know. The beer selection is actually pretty rubbish. I'll have a Budweiser on the American thing. Yeah, well, they're all dreadful.
But I mean, a British Budweiser gives me an hangover.
Yeah, I mean, Peroni tastes like lemonade.
I do like a Peroni.
I don't know what a Jura Dam is. I don't know what that is.
Really, I like a Modelo.
A Desperado with the old lime in the neck.
Yeah,
do they do
baby.
That up your way?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I'll have a Desperado. Oh,
you'd need two of them just to get through that curry.
You would do, yeah, you would.
So, I mean, the puddings. Oh, you can't go wrong with a sticky toffee pudding. With custard or vanilla ice cream. I'm asking for both.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just mental. So I'm having the ice cream all melting all over it and then hot custard over my ice cream. It's like...
I love that.
I don't know if this is weird, but when the Nana used to do roast dinners...
Yeah.
She used to save it with, you know, all the trimmings, but she used to have a big bowl of mixed salad in the middle with all mayonnaise all on it, all everything like that.
Mm.
And we used to put that salad on our plate next to all the roasties, all the veg, all the meat and the gravy. So you'd end up with salad with gravy on, and it's something to behold.
Yeah. Stick gravy on anything, I'll eat it.
Yeah. And when the brother-in-law come on the scene, Lord Fauntleroy, he and Claire, the other sister-in-law, they were mortally offended by it.
But I like desserts particularly that are hot and cold. So like in Florida, the two desserts I really like is the bread and butter pudding from the Polynesian. And I like the American sundae, which is from the ice cream parlor at the end of Main Street.
Oh,
I don't know if you've ever had an American, but it's basically ice cream with like loads of hot fudge sauce put on top of it.
Oh, that's dirty.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah, no way.
Get one of them, go sit in the hub and watch the fireworks. It's the only way to watch the fireworks.
Well, to round off the night with me for me sticky toffee pudding, I am going big. Mm-hmm. So I want to get this. I'm going to ask for them to take it outside so I can sit in the car park and watch everyone vape. So I want a bottle
or dog.
Of... What? Oh, dog and a dog and car park.
They might do. They might do.
Yeah.
Popular over here.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be under the hours of darkness. It can't be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Todger's waving about left, right and centre. Todger's and Chantel's left boob. I'm going to get a bottle of Moe.
Oh, right.
Full bottle, mate. 70 quid. And I'm just going to sit there and just slowly get pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the rush hour traffic go by.
Mm.
Watching Smigger, Spud and Stain all standing there with their vapes, with their tattoos, the skinheads.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
I'll be like a pig in shit.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
Well, I mean, the puddings are a bit lackluster after all that excitement.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Belgian waffles, I suppose, with chocolate sauce.
Yeah.
£5.50.
It's not bad, is it?
And then, you know, I'm going to knock it, you know, end the night with some limoncello shots.
Oh, That's decadent.
Very decadent.
Well, while you're there having them shots, I'll get a second glass and you can have a glass of Moët with me as well.
Nice. Nice.
And we can go and get a cigar flavoured vape.
Oh, dear. I bet they sell them as well, don't they?
Oh, they must do, mustn't they?
Yeah, must do, yeah.
I just don't get it.
No.
I ain't being old. Horrible. Right. Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure. Happy February,
likewise.
Everyone. Happy February. We're already fast approaching March and the general election, fingers crossed.
You'll be lucky.
Yeah. Clinging on to power. We want this theme park. We need planning regs changing. We need an act of parliament.
We do.
We need to be able to go and visit this restaurant.
Mm. Imagine the business this place would do if they built a theme park next to it.
We're going to have to put a multi-story car park next to it just to cope with the demand.
Just the demand on the chicken tikka flatbread fatbeds.
Yeah, and the shots. So, yeah, I'll put a link to this pub in the show notes for any Americans. If you want to come over and come and walk around the field, that is Universal GB.
This is a real pub as well. We're not making any of this up.
This is a real pub. So, there you go. Right, thanks, Chris.
Yeah, cheers.
See you later, lad.
Good night.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.
Bom dia, bom dia.